This is Tom Salami, Device Talks. I'm speaking with Greg Tobin. He is the CEO. Greg, welcome to the podcast.
Thank you, Tom. Glad to be here with you again.
So we kind of know Aptix's story because you've been sponsoring podcasts under your previous name, Global Med MDI, but now you have the great new name, Aptix, which I, again, is one of those names that when I heard it, I couldn't believe it wasn't already being used because just it's so simple to say, simple to spell, which I appreciate, no intercapitalization or anything like that. And it actually, I think it just really kind of it suggests action, which I think is very cool. So tell us a bit about the new name. I know the rebranding and the renaming can be quite a process.
Certainly, Tom, I'd love to do that. So as you said, we named the company Aptix. And the reason for that is it brings together the aptitude and excellence of more than a dozen companies, which, by the way, have a track record of, you know, more than 70 years helping customers solve their complex manufacturing challenges. We specialize in the areas of molding, extrusion, coatings, and assembly. And now under one company, we integrated our manufacturing processes and professionals across our global network from North America to China.
And Greg, why did you think the rebranding was necessary?
Well, it was necessary for several reasons. As you know, last year, MDI was acquired by TruArc Partners, a private equity firm focused on enabling transformative growth for middle market companies. Shortly thereafter, we acquired Global Med, a leader in extruded tubing for respiratory, anesthesia, and smoke evacuation applications. These were the first steps in our vision to build a new kind of global manufacturing company. And we also recognized that we needed a name and a brand that was as big as our vision. And we concluded that, you know, rebranding was strategically important to bring that vision to life. And so we selected the name Aptix because it makes a bold statement about where we want to go. And also, it allowed us to, you know, honor the legacy of the companies that preceded our involvement.
Now let's talk a bit about the rebranding process. What went into finding this new name?
Yeah, certainly, Tom. So, you know, as you would expect, we considered a lot of names. And I don't mean just a handful. You know, we evaluated hundreds.
Was there a whiteboard involved? Did you have just names upon names?
You know, lots of whiteboards, lots of, you know, lots of iterative, you know, strategy sessions. And, you know, so we started with a series of interviews involving stakeholders across a range of roles within the company. And of course, many of our customers. And as you and others know, you know, a brand is about so much more than simply a name or a logo. As our marketing leader frequently says, a brand is a promise. It's a promise of what we'll deliver to our customers, to our team members, and to other stakeholders. And a good brand is a promise kept.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, this credo is critically important to us, delivering on our promises to our customers. We know that products our customers make absolutely matter. And that's why, you know, we do business with straight talk, speed, and a commitment to quality. We believe in a collaborative approach to complex manufacturing so we can support our customers and bringing more life-changing products to people who need them.
Great. And you mentioned your long history in manufacturing and all that you're able to do. Expand a bit on that history. And how do you work with your medtech customers?
Yeah, definitely. So our history starts with molding. It's a core strength. And because of the molding, there's really, you know, nearly nothing we can't do, whether it's injection molding, you know, dip molding or blow molding. We opened operations in 1949 with the founding of Seitz, that's S-E-I-T-Z, a leader in complex injection molding, and in particular, precision gears that drive modern applications in robotics, drug delivery, and other areas. And one of the keys to the success of this particular location is the in-house tool shop, where we design and build quick turn tooling. We were a pioneer in dip molding nearly 60 years ago when Molded Devices was founded, and we remain a leader today, having acquired, you know, many companies along the way. We also manufacture millions of feet of extruded medical tubing annually, which is a really big growth area for us. And for over 20 years, our dip tech systems business has been providing end-to-end coding solutions from application to automation, including the manufacturing of the automation equipment. And then I would say lastly, you know, we provide device assembly in a range of geographies and environments, ranging from white rooms to class 7 and class 8 clean rooms. And like, you know, most things, quality work really begins and ends with the people. And, you know, you're only as good as your talent. And engineering expertise is at the core of everything we do. It's the heartbeat of the company.
And as always, we love to end these podcast conversations with a look toward the future. What does the future hold for Aptix?
Well, Tom, I'll tell you, we are hyper, hyper focused on meeting the needs of our customers. We are financially strong. We are well capitalized, and we are investing in infrastructure, technologies, and capabilities to support growth, to better support our customers and their business. And when we say your products are our purpose, we mean it. And that's why making it happen is what we do.
Fantastic. Well, Greg Tobin, thanks for sharing the rebranding process. And thanks as always for your support of Device Talks. It's great to have you as part of our programming.
Yeah, well, thank you, Tom. It's a real pleasure to join you in these. And thank you very much for the opportunity.
Fantastic. And again, folks, if you want to find out more about Aptix, their website is easy to find, aptix.com, APTYX.com.